Well, hello, 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 everybody. Once again to the Cosmic Show. I am your host, the Cosmic Rotter, here with a little bit of a different setup today. We got my loyal co-host, Mars Bars. What's up, Mars?
Hi.
How are you doing hello. Today?
I'm doing great. I've had a great day. It was nice. Really sunny, so that was a plus.
Was it 80? Was it 80 degrees down there? I'm going to be so jealous if it hit.
No, we got like 75.
That's close. That's close enough. But anywho, we're going to have a little bit of a different stream today. I've kind of been wanting to play around a little bit with like a variety format. And we're just going to kind of let Mars take the lead today on this. The eclipse was a big old dud. I think everybody could agree. I mean, all of our internets got fucked up and all the websites.
Oh, really?
I mean, I still have one website down at work that I can't use. Database. Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
It's alarming, right? It's only child welfare. So I don't need those documents regarding all these kids right now. I guess I could wait. Other than that, I guess there's like a little bit of loose red heifer. People are still following the red heifers, okay? A lot of people thought one of them was going to get sacrificed yesterday. I don't think it was sacrificed. And frankly, would we think they would even tell us, Mars? Would they even
tell us? I thought they were going to televise it.
That's what I've heard, too.
That was the plan.
I guess it's end of April now, are the new projections. And there was a debate on Twitter. I don't know if you know who Stu Peters is. Do you know who Stu Peters?
Yes. I think so, yeah.
He debated the red heifer cattle farmer. He had a debate with the guy who provided Israel with the red heifers a couple days ago. So I was thinking maybe we could watch a little bit of that. But other than that,
yeah,
it's kind of your show today.
Oh, no. I got nothing. Go ahead and
start off. You got nothing? We talked about it all day.
I know. You wanted me to set this thing up, and I've set it up, and we're very excited. But it's funny because I'm not going to be able to hear what it sounds like. Or I guess I could hear it, but I'm not going to hear, like, the stream feed.
Right. He has monitors right now because we couldn't quite figure out how to plug it through to the StreamYard to where he could hear us and have the mic, but it's got to all be into the same mixer at some point, I think.
Well, it is. The mic and the record player are both
but your plugged headphones, into
the mixer.
But your headphones
have to be. Oh, but how would I get your audio to feed back through the mixer?
You would select the mixer output, right?
As StreamYard? As what?
As like your main output.
Oh,
because it would do and like your microphone would still be your microphone, or you'd probably pick the mixer also,
right
like if it's connected. That's kind of how the Shure mic works, right? Because I'll just tell you how it looks on my end. Like I go to my speakers and there's headphones for the computer, right, which I could use, or I could go to the headphones number 8 Shure MV7 and pick the mic Shure MV7 number 8, then it's just seeped in. So I think that's how I would.
So hypothetically, I could go to settings right now and I could switch switch the speakers to the USB input.
Basically. Right. That's what the mixer is. And your headphones are connected somehow to that. It would work.
I don't see it showing up, though.
Okay, that's something.
As an option. So, okay.
You could also get a virtual, like an OBS would work.
Okay.
Like you could get like a Streamlabs or something, like a free version, and set up all your audio inputs through there. And then I would import your cam on all those settings into my camera slot.
Right. And then I could control, if I had multiple cameras, then I could control those like in that, like switching and stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, there's potential here, but he's got some records queued up. It's just if he wants to.
I got a couple records that I'm going to show, and then that's pretty much it. Though I want to talk about the doctor, which I'm mostly interested to see if like anyone else has heard about this before, or they can call me Hokey Pokey or whatever. I mean, it is on Rumble, so. I don't know, whatever that means.
So who is this Dr. Artist? I was pretty fascinated about it. I never have heard about him, but I think you've sent me his videos a bunch, and I'm going to be honest, Mars.
Yeah.
Once I heard off ivermectin, I stopped looking for alternate remedies for COVID.
Oh, so wow. Okay.
I just wanted to get over COVID. I want to try to like wash everything that happened out of my memory. Like,
right,
I'm refusing
right.
to acknowledge it happened. So I think that's part yep. of the reason why I didn't get into too much of like the alternate therapies with like some potentially legit scientists like this guy. But
right,
what is this
right.
guy's deal? He has a bunch of videos.
Yeah, he does. He was, which this is going to kind of like trigger you, I think, because I know, well, he's a chiropractor.
Oh, he murdered his son?
What?
Or his son murdered his dad for the whole business?
What?
It turned it into a science?
I don't know what you're talking. Is that where chiropractic comes from? I don't.
Yeah, that's how it got started.
Well, he's a chiropractor. So, yeah, but he basically like combs like the CDC website, WHO, quercetin. Okay,
never heard of it.
Different medical studies that are happening that like information like that. Like he's always looking at like whatever the government released of stuff that like people just don't really read. You know, so he just like scours through that shit, like anything on COVID. Thank you, Ivor. Chiropractic is quackery, says Ivor. Yeah. So anyway,
very based.
Then he like found different things about like COVID-19, and I'm probably not allowed to say that, but
just saying it is still bad, huh?
I don't know. It's weird.
Can you even maybe say COVID? Okay.
I don't know. Anyway, he found like the types of DNA that they used for it. And his thesis is that it's like these 50 different snake venoms that they bioengineered into a virus. And then basically the venoms cause like turbo cancer and kind of a lot of the things that have been happening.
His
main thesis I kind of like it. The only reason I like his remedy is because it's like super easy. It's the primary thing. I used to live near the Life College campus, ivermectin. I don't know what that is. What's a Life College?
He must have something to do with it, the Dr. Artist.
Oh, okay.
Google search it while you continue.
So his remedy is like nicotine, because he's like basically in the cell receptor, there are receptors that this bioengineered snake venom delivery system, the same receptors in the cell are that of like their nicotine receptors. So I remember early on, like when all of that stuff started happening, there was like a couple stories about how nicotine users were less affected. And I always wondered about it. And then I found this guy. Thank you. Snake venom is a protein. Thank you, Ivor. And so basically what happens is the nicotine takes up the receptor on your cell so that foreign protein can't attach to your cell and basically give it orders to replicate. So that's how the nicotine works. anyway,
I just got to share this.
Yeah, go for it.
This is actually some kind of big news over the weekend around COVID, but did you see them finally acknowledging what happened in Wuhan? I think we should play this first, and then we'll take a look at Sweet. Dr. Argus for a second.
Sweet. Or wait, before you play this? Before you play this?
Sky News Australia, our favorite fake news spot, just because we like making fun of Australia. Wait, what?
Hold on. Let me just play like 10 seconds of this record really quick.
Let's go. Let's do it. Record preview. It's going to be something ominous and
like,
creepy.
I just want to like record some on the stream so that I could go listen to it later and see how it sounded.
All right.
This is Mexicali. I don't know what it's called.
We'll play some later too.
Okay. Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. El Bohemio de la Canción Ranchera con Nilio Reina.
It's perfect.
Word.
All right, we got more for y'all.
That's just the taste.
I got to call out Ivor because he sent me these same dick pics this morning. I woke up to this.
Wait, what?
I woke up to what Ivor is talking about. Okay. And I'm not trying to rationalize whose dick that was, if it was actually hominoids or not.
Well, that was my first question, actually.
I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to.
Whose dick? Was it his dick?
I don't want to. I never want to see that. I barely want to look at my dick.
You saw it.
I hope not. I hope
that. Say you saw it.
I hope that was just a normal one he got off the internet. Like, I fight for kids. Like, the people I fight for kids busts. There are dudes that will, like, straight up admit that they have small penises and use pics off the internet to him. It's really funny.
Oh, wow. Like,
the dick jokes that get made on that show. It's worth the $8 a month. Like, I'm telling you, it's
that's incredible. Funny.
He catches like 20 predators a month.
That's incredible.
It's incredible. All right, let's check this out. Let's see what the revelations about COVID were according to mainstream news all these years later. Remember, your boy got nuked for covering this.
Right, now it's okay. Although, I don't know. We'll see.
Today,
probably
on
not.
The origins of COVID-19 and exactly what happened.
Can you hear it, Mars?
Yeah, it's just like two choppy. Years ago, is it choppy for you?
Yeah, it's slow. Yeah.
That three scientists working for the Wuhan Institute of Virology fell sick with COVID-like symptoms. This was Five Eyes intelligence, and analysts suspect
Five Eyes
that these scientists may have been the first to fall sick with COVID-19, that this was the first cluster the pandemic started.
Oh, the Five Eyes?
Yeah.
That's like the... those are all the intelligence agencies that are rumored to be connected to MI5. And I think the United States, I know it's at least like Great Britain, New Zealand, Australia, United States, Canada, maybe. Like, it's, I don't know. I'm going to get called out for fake news right now, but it's basically like intelligence agencies that directly share information with the British Commonwealth.
Okay.
It was this intelligence that led President Joe Biden to announce a probe into the origin of the pandemic. The probe found, as you know, that intelligence agencies ultimately were divided in their assessment about whether it was a lab leak that caused the pandemic.
It was always a lab.
For the first time, the names of the three scientists have been published by overseas independent media outlets, Public and Racket. Mm. They report that according to government sources, the three scientists who first fell sick with COVID-like symptoms were Ben Hu, Yu Ping, and Yan Zhu.
Bless you.
Now, this is fascinating, and it's as close as we've come to explosive information about how the pandemic started. Now, during the investigation for my book,
this is like an hour-long video.
2 years ago now, I first revealed that Pen Hu worked with the so-called bat lady, Shi Zeng Li. In January 2019, he started a project funded by the Chinese government that examined two new bat coronaviruses. His project was called The Pathogenicity of Two New Bat SARS-Related Coronaviruses. In other words, he was experimenting to see if two new coronaviruses. And the details of his project were wiped from the National Natural Science Foundation of China website.
Whoops.
One of the researchers on my book, Luke McWilliam, made this
They suck at keeping records.
And he actually opened the page before it was deleted.
You don't want this one, right?
They make a mean fried rice.
Yeah.
Just stick to your fried rice and your cat preparation.
And Shi Zeng Li's team had taken bat samples from 22 provinces in China. They detected 200 positive samples of SARS-like coronavirus.
See, this is just more muddying the waters. This is bullshit.
I think it is.
There's no animals. Stop talking about the damn animals. It's not their fault.
Yeah. No.
They didn't do it.
It's not the bats. It was never bats. It's freaking snake venom.
It's not the bats. It's not the fucking spiny anteaters. What else do they try to blame? Pangolins? They try to blame pangolins. Like the animal nobody fucking knows.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Like, who did this? The axolotl? Like, what the fuck?
Did you ever see? Did you see the South Park where like banging the pangolin was like the cure?
No. You just
it
reminded
was graphic.
Me of, before we get to Dr. Artis, since this is a random stream, can I share the Red Heifer South Park with everybody?
Oh, dude.
Have you seen this?
Oh no, I haven't. I want to. Let's watch that.
You haven't watched it?
No, okay. I saw like
here's
I've seen it, but I didn't watch it.
Okay. Here's Vision for the Blind on April 4th. South Park had an episode about the Red Heifer, and this was by far the funniest fucking thing I saw right around Easter. Like, fuck the Easter Bunny. Forget egg hunts. Like, those are funny too. This was probably... Sorry, nephews.
I feel like I need to start watching South Park again.
I think it's about time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
Look, so we believe that this school has something with... which is of the utmost importance. We wish to see the red cow.
The red... Oh, come on. You can't possibly be here for that. For what? What did he say, Kyle?
Please, you must understand. The fate of the world is at stake. Coming up. Red heifer is the most holy sign in all of Judaism. It signals the beginning of the end. It is not just our religion, but Islam and Christianity.
Sorry,
they
I'm just pausing it so it catches up.
Mm-hmm.
You catch any of that, Kyle?
It's right over here by
Oh, my holy schmear!
What are you doing?
Schmear.
They beat us here!
What's going on, Kyle?
He said the Muslims beat them here. God damn it.
You all know what this means.
Yes, and you know you're about to die.
Hold on, everybody. This thing isn't even...
You touch it!
So funny.
going to.
I know.
Hey, there's a red-headed cow outside. You see it? She's like a Swiss cheese, except instead of holes, it has freckles.
The Muslims and the Christians are calling for a meeting to discuss the terms of war.
Oh, this is my favorite part. The Muslims and the Christians are holding a meeting to discuss the terms of war. This is my favorite part.
Oh,
my favorite
no.
fucking part.
Let us meet to discuss how the world as we know it ends.
All right. At the hill, too. We agree there'll be no automatic rifles, no shanks, and no chemical.
No shakes. No chemicals. Oh, fucking Twitter sucks for sharing videos.
I know.
Let me let it catch up.
Cool, it's cool. It's a slow burn.
Christians can use no nuclear weapons.
Come on. Without nuclear weapons, what kind of final Armageddon is this going to be?
We agree on non-ballistic nuclear weapons only.
I suppose that's fine.
That makes sense. Non-ballistic nuclear only. All right. Now on to prisoners. Are we all agreeing to decapitations? Yeah, what do you think this is?
Yeah.
You know what else this bore a striking resemblance to? And I think it does say something. It's like very metaphysical. Now go ahead and connect pop culture and conspiracies and predictive programming all right here, right now. This was very adjacent to the Anchorman scene. With the news, with like all the different news organizations.
Oh, yeah.
And they're about
yeah.
to have their final battle. It's right. like almost the same thing. So it kind of makes you think and wonder about the major world religions that are projected on TV and media the most. Those are, it's like its own club in itself once you're at the top. It's like Moose Farrakhan, Kenneth Copeland, and Ali Shabazz Awad or whoever the fuck are all meeting together in secret. Like right. whoever the fuck the Muslim king is. I don't the Sultan or what do they call yeah. him, dude? Mohammed bin Salman?
I think so, yeah.
Ayatollah.
Well, is he a king? He's the king.
Might as well. Shit. Yeah.
I don't really understand how their monarchy works.
They are very confusing about it.
Yeah.
They also worship the moon, so they're all a very bizarre people.
Yeah, you mean Satan?
I'm trying to figure out what's the real religion of Satan. Is it Islam or Judaism? Anyway, whoa, take it easy. I'm just joking, YouTubes. Lear Cohen, we love you. We love you. We love you.
This episode is for good old Lee.
Lior, this is for you, Lior. We even got some music for you to like strike or not strike later. So this will be an example. We know Rumble's fair about this. Rumble's official policy is that they will not take it down unless they get a direct DMCA request from the owner.
Nice.
So that's like fantastic, dude. Yep. That is like the only stream I ever had take it down was I think like a WWE stream. I tried to live stream once.
Well, luckily, George Carlin is dead, so.
Yeah. Wait, when did I when did I take his stuff?
No, I was going to play a George Carlin record.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, it doesn't mean Sony doesn't own his shit.
Oh, I'll look on the back. Let's see.
That's the big old question. All right, let's get to Dr. Artis.
Oh, yeah.
You've been bullshitting.
Let's watch this.
He has a lot of videos, so I'm just going to go down through. I just searched his name, and all this came up. So I got to know what you're trying to talk about or you want to talk about.
I think the best let me see. Sauna Space? No. I'm just going to like message it to you.
What about Nicotine and its bizarre NWO connection? Can I mark that for watching later?
It's like 48 minutes though. Or 40. Yeah,
we can't watch like a whole thing like that. But
no,
I would pick like a topic that you see and we'll just like go into the stream somewhere. Because I don't know if he has short videos.
Okay, go right there. Go up. Mm-hmm. It is like 48 minutes.
Yeah.
You could probably just like click around though.
Let me find his channel and see if he has short videos uploaded.
Yeah. I think the only the one that's like 20 minutes.
36,000 followers. That's great on Rumble. Seriously. Yeah, there's a 20-minute video about red light saunas. It's probably an ad, literally.
Okay, which I'm gonna message you the one.
All right, do it.
Hold on.
If you guys are watching out there, make sure you follow the audio only podcast, The Cosmic Show, available on Spotify, Apple, podcastindex.org, Podcatcher, Podbean, your favorite podcast platforms can host this show. If you go to buzzsprout.com/The Cosmic Show, find my stuff there. You copy the RSS feed and you put it into your favorite player. So that's how that works.
Ooh, that's cool.
Podcasts are dope as fuck. I just have to say it. All right. Did you send it private or on Twitter?
I think I put it on the FB.
Oh, damn it, dude. I don't have Facebook pulled up on my computer usually.
No?
I try not to have it on my computer.
Oh, good.
No.
Oh, good.
I know, smart. But you're like, me and you are the opposite in some of this shit and what we think about privacy, which makes me think that we're both fucked.
Yeah, probably. Like,
we can't come together on
one
this.
One of us is wrong. One of us is wrong. I don't really worry about privacy, I guess.
Not anymore. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Damn it, can you send that to me somewhere else?
Okay, good grief.
I have to go to my phone for two-factor authorization, and I don't want to do that.
That's crazy. Okay, I'm going to copy it.
Because I'm paranoid about Facebook, bro. Twitter. Ever since Antifa tried to take my life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. I was able to take them one-on-one.
I think this is still like It says X is over capacity.
What?
Try again.
Are you serious? Fucking
okay,
X.
I think it's
do it in the private chat on StreamYard.
Oh, okay. God. Good grief. Okay,
that's
here.
Easy. See, right away. Boom.
Oh. That's what that's for.
Let me go ahead and pull
that's
it up.
That's what that's for.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to tell you.
I thought that was for dick
pics.
All right,
following the link right now.
I thought that was for dick pics.
Dude, I don't do that. I've never taken a dick pic and sent it to somebody. You know that?
You've accepted them into your inbox.
I did not try to. Ivor. You're a motherfucker, Ivor. That was Hominoid's routine. He confirmed.
Gross. I told you, though.
You told me what?
I told you not to hang out with that dude. He's creepy. He wants to touch you.
I mean, I said all of that. Funny though. Have you watched his streams though? He's really funny.
I think you're too swept away by a foreign accent. Like that dude's creepy.
Dude, I'll be on his channel for like 30 seconds. You'll see me be like, oh, Cosmic. And then I'll leave. And then he's like trailing off like, oh, hey, Cosmic. And then I'm just like out the video chat. Like every time.
That's funny.
He's so funny, dude.
Yeah.
I know. I get why Jack was kind of fascinated by his ass for a long time.
Because Jack's gay.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Now he has a daughter.
Yep.
I have faith in him. He's lifting weights more.
Good.
I blame the CTE making him more effeminized. That's what that does, bro. On 100. The more you get hit in the head, the more these NFL players be effeminized. Ask Ivor. Ivor knows that for... Look at all the percentage of, like... gay dudes or perceived to be gay dudes in the NFL that are wide receivers. And they get hit a lot in the head.
Weird. I never heard that before.
They also seem to give a lot of head. So.
Swing.
Swing.
I want to get a soundboard thing, but I don't know.
You got to get a Stream Deck. They're really cheap, dude.
Oh, man.
He also says Aaron Hernandez, and that's facts. The dude that murdered everybody. The dude that Chandler Jones said was in a gay sex cult with their head coach. And now he's being labeled crazy, and he's still trying to play football. It's pretty crazy. That's John Jones's brother, by the way.
Wow.
I've been trying to get him on my show. I know he's onto something. I know Chandler Jones knows shit. So Bones Jones, if you're out there, I'll ever give you a free interview, a fair podcast. I've reached out to your team several times. People know this. I reach out to UFC fighters from time to time, but I'm sure the UFC tells them not to do podcasts like this. It's only UFC sanctioned stuff. They protect their brand heavily, but I want Chandler Jones on this fucking show. For real. I also want John Hinckley Jr. on this show. Do you know who that is?
Vaguely. I'm not good with history.
He shot Reagan, and now he's out. And he's making cat art. And he's singing in coffee shops on the East Coast, but now he's getting canceled because people are finally understanding who he is.
They're like, wait a minute.
But I've been trying to have him on since the beginning. So, I'm legit in my intentions, ironically. I'm not just trying to legit make fun of him. I would literally ask him why he wanted to do it and try to figure it out. I understand. I understand why you might want to, have bad feelings towards X, Y, and Z.
Is his art expensive?
$100 or $200, maybe.
Oof.
Okay. I don't know. I hope not. I don't know. I'm hoping that's what it is because I want to buy one.
Well, yeah, you just buy one and then message him yo, JH, come on my show.
Ivor said I had a crush on Jodie Foster too. He said that's why he did it because he wanted to impress Jodie Foster. Hilarious. What? Yeah. People be crazy. Maybe she hated Reagan and they've tried to bury it since then. You never know.
Oh, okay. I could
Celebrity news did not travel far as it does now. There's no TMZ back then. So whenever you made a political opinion, it might go under the radar. Let's check this out. New study shows snake venom responsible for symptoms of COVID-19. How to reverse symptoms. I want to figure this out. I want to reverse some symptoms, Mars.
Huh?
What's your truth scale on this?
Well, let me ask you this, Cosmic.
All right.
Have you been getting sick more often, more easily?
The last 2 years, I got sick 3 or 4 times last year. And yep. I never get sick. I went almost 8 or 9 years without a cold, I feel like.
Yeah.
Until this last 2 years.
You have.
Honestly.
He's going to talk about it right here, right now. Okay. I don't know. I kind of like this guy. I think he's legit, but feel free to be oh, this guy's silly.
I don't think anybody can speak with true authority now. Our paradigm's been so effed, other than that we know that whatever happened was not completely natural, I think.
Right.
During the pandemic, researchers were injecting animals with king cobra venom and conotoxin, which are the venoms inside COVID patients confirmed by Carlo Braga and DNA testing. All right. So what they found was within 72 hours, they could create in any animal that's a mammal a glioblastoma brain tumor in less than 72 hours.
Oh,
just with those venoms.
Oh, shit. I know exactly what you're on about now, dude. Yeah. Very interesting you said that. Yeah, I don't want to get into it too much, but.
And then they turned around in those same studies and reversed the tumor by 50% in 72 hours, which is 3 days. By simply giving a dose of nicotine intravenously. So they could create a glioblastoma glioblastoma in 72 hours or less. Now, Jonathan Otto's fans and audiences, ask me if a cancer tumor in less than 72 hours is considered a turbo cancer. Yes, this is a turbo cancer. Cancers do not develop in 72 hours or less, but venom does it. And they've known venom does that in all mammals since 1956. So Dr. Stanley Cohen figured out in 1956, he discovered something he called nerve growth factor and something else called epidermal growth factor.
I think it's pretty easy to verify that there were increased like cancers in general after the COVID vaccine. Like, I don't have the stats in front of me right now, but I feel like that's a general consensus even amongst people that have received the vaccine. What do you think? Like I said, I don't have hard data right now. I'm just telling you about. I'm going to say my personal experience. Albuquerque is a very liberal town, and the amount of COVID jab regret I hear from among people that don't believe the same way I do is pretty astronomical. A lot of people are straight up like being okay to say, you know, you were right now, which I feel like is a paradigm shift. What do you think? What do you have to speak on this?
I think that, more just hearing like firsthand stories of people all having like similar symptoms or just the thing of just getting sick a lot more, even people who didn't have the jab, like, which is interesting to think about also, like just having had COVID and like, oh, I got over it, whatever. Like, but like, that's not the end of the story, according to this guy.
I got no jab and got sick more than ever this last year. So there's something that's so like, I don't think anybody got off scot-free. Like if you ask me my deep heart to hearts, even the people that got the jab, I would tell them like, I don't think that I'm any better off than you. As crazy as that sounds, like something that's engineered, that's truly biomade or influence, it's not out of the question anymore to start.
I think the difference was that they got like if you got that, then it was like a payload of it. But if you didn't get it, like it was still everywhere and also like contagious from people who had gotten it. So it kind of didn't matter.
Ivor says he got jabbed and long COVID.
Yeah.
Actually didn't know that about you, bro. Actually, I think it's the first time you ever told me that, or at least it's the first time I ever paid attention, but I didn't know you got jabbed. I just assumed with your name that you're just gung-ho Ivor all the way, but there's a reason why you changed your name to that. He stuck to this the whole time.
I know.
He's always changed the name.
It's been years.
It's pretty incredible. So I think he must believe in ivermectin.
Yeah.
But yeah, he said he was sick all last year. Yeah. Yep. This last year, I was telling my coworkers, like, how do I get sick 3 times in 2 months?
Yeah.
Like, how?
Yep.
I hate,
Yeah. So it's like goes back to the Fauci story, like the Fauci connection and like
the Beagles and the fucking AIDS. Well,
in the 80s, though, like going further back, like
I feel, you know what, dude, I'm going to say this with 100% like honesty. I have some real empathy for what gay folks endured in the 80s and 90s, how they were fooled so heavily into taking these terrible drugs and believing into these treatments that decimated a whole population.
Right.
And I feel bad they couldn't see the eugenics in it.
It happened. It happened like, too. Like a lot of people don't know that. It happened.
It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Very disturbing. Yeah, no problem. let's keep going on Fauci for one more second, okay?
Right, right. We haven't ever talked about this really in like years. So
this motherfucker put Snoopy in an incubator with sand flies and had them eat him to death.
Oh, fuck.
All those beagles. All those sand-flying beagles. Dude,
yeah.
You remember the beagle episode? Probably one of my best episodes.
Did they keep it? Did they let it fly?
Oh, it flies on Buzzsprout.
Oh, nice. Nice.
It lives forever in podcast land.
That's awesome.
There's no deleting podcastindex.org.
That's awesome.
Yeah, AZT, exactly, Ivor. But that is one of the best episodes I've done. And did you know they sent some of those beagles here to be adopted out too? They sent all these lab beagles everywhere because of how much noise that made. Like, it actually got through, but they didn't, like, they don't advertise that shit.
Right.
They don't advertise Fauci's beagles escaping fucking death and being adopted to loving families.
Right. Like, that's not news.
I hate that. God, he's such a terrible person. Most terrible of all time. Like, are you Goebbels?
Ooh, right. Basically, yeah.
We're going to call him NGF for short, nerve growth factor, and epidermal growth factor, EGF. Dr. Stanley Cohen, 1956, started studying venoms from snakes and then subjecting a developing fetus or a chicken. A bird, like exposing the developing baby or embryo to venom.
Like you're explaining, venom,
and they want to know what happens is. In 72 hours or less.
It's a bird.
Dr. Stanley Cohen and his buddy Rita actually published in 1956 that within just a day or two, you could create any tumor in the brain, spinal cord of an animal, a mammal, a bird, if you just subject the tissue to snake venom. And he said that when the venom binds to the nerves in the brainstem of these creatures, no matter what they are, mammals like you and me, or chickens, or rabbits, or mice, it didn't matter. You actually just expose snake venom to the tissue. It binds to the cells of those organs, in this case, the brain and spinal cord. And within days, they would actually grow a tumor around the venom. And he called this excessive growth of cells in the brain. He called it nerve growth factor. For all other tissue in the human body, in mammals and birds, feathers, skin, bones, organs, heart, liver, kidneys, intestines, your skin, eyes, it doesn't matter. You expose any other tissue that's not brain tissue, nerve tissue, to snake venom. They published in 1961 their new findings. They can create cancer anywhere in a mammal's body, on the skin, in the body, in a bone, in their brain, in their skull, in their eyes, in their lips, in their heart, in their liver, prostate, ovaries, uterus. We can do that every time with venom. And they called this factor epidermal growth factor. And what they wrote was it's an invisible effect of venom. We didn't know venom would do this. It's just doing it. It's causing growth of tumors and excessive cell growth, which is what cancer cells are all and tumors are. They said it's creating excessive growth around the venom. And they published in 1956 their findings. 30 years later in 1986, those same two people that figured out they could make cancer out of venom in a human and all animals, they won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 1986 for discovering we can make cancer cells or we can make cancers and tumors with exposing mammals to venom.
I think I don't know if it's a criticism or what. I just think that, like, they probably have so many ways to make cancer that we can't really fathom it. And it probably goes beyond the snake venom thing. I think this is kind of like expanding into other territory outside of COVID.
Yeah.
But no, like, I do think that there's a lot of truth to what he's saying. Like, I'm sure our bodies do have some kind of, like, untold response to different, like, lab synthesized types of venom and experimentation, which I think is kind of the general crux of this, is that there's probably so much experimentation around COVID-19 overall and the origins of it that we're not going to be able to pin it down. This is an interesting hypothesis, though. What do you find the most interesting about it? Or, like, what's your lens? Because I don't know it.
It is interesting that, like, the studies for this go back to, like, 1956 or whatever. And then 1986, I guess that guy won the Nobel Prize along with Rita Levi Montalcini for physiology or medicine in, oh, for the isolation of nerve growth factor and the discovery of epidermal growth factor. And it, also interesting, and this is Stanley Cohen, the guy who's he's quoting on this study. Also interesting, this guy died February 5th of 2020, although he was 97 years old. But it is interesting that he would die like right at the beginning of the pandemic.
You know what I got to go ahead and like, I don't know if this is like supporting what you're saying or how this plays into it.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly the video that first got me axed for COVID, and it was something very obvious. Like, I really found a rabbit hole. I found a true thread. And people don't know this. I disclosed this several times on the show if you really watch all the way through. But, like, the thing that that was the second thing to get me most banned was sharing Jonas Salk's testimony to Congress about the effects of his polio vaccine in 1976 or 1977. Wow. He legitimately said that he was afraid that he helped cause more cases of polio than he prevented. And right. You can't find that video anymore.
Right.
You can't find it on a Google search. You can't find it on a DuckDuckGo search. It doesn't exist on YouTube, but I stand by this to the day I die. There is congressional footage of Jonas Salk preaching how he thought he created turbo polio and right. other. Yeah, it's a very interesting idea to sit there and That's, chew on.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I bet it like exists in the Library of Congress or something like that.
Let's you go. Know what I mean? Live stream that vacation cool. to DC for the yeah. fucking library. And we'll just like be very ironically, but unironically asking them for the records. Like, give me the Grassy Knoll records.
Yeah.
Intern. Just be and very we'll both, forceful with
we'll
it.
Both dress like Nicolas Cage and or talk Men in like Black. Nicolas Cage.
No. Or yeah, you do. Yeah, one person would do John Travolta and one person would do Nicolas Cage from Face Off.
No, I meant like and National
then someone
Treasure.
Will say that someone will say, I could eat a peach for hours.
Yeah.
To them. After you ask them for the records.
Right.
Wait, am I getting all my movies confused?
I think so. You lost me at
I'll John Travolta, Diction, The Rock, actually, John Travolta, and National Treasure all at once.
Yep,
that's what I want to do. Do you see the vision yet?
I'm with you. I'm always okay, with you.
You got it. You got it.
Yeah,
I have faith that you understand.
I'm with you.
Cue up a record, yo. We got a track. Oh,
okay.
We got DJ Mars Bars. Ivor says, every second you're getting cancer, but your immune system catches it. I think that's the attempt.
That is true.
I think these sick-ass bioengineers that are being like, well, how do we run around the end zone on them motherfuckers?
There you go.
Their immune systems are so good, especially mixed-race mud Americans who really took diversity to heart. It's just like dogs. The mutt dogs are always the healthiest.
You ready?
Yes. Ivor says Vicentis might show up. He's like a real Ukraine Nazi.
Up to. But most of the rules were tough.
Who's this?
You should put them all down. Parents had some pretty good rules. No running with the scissors. One I never disobeyed. Made sense to me. This big mother will go right through me.
Carly.
What are you doing? I'm not running with the scissors. For one thing, they have a couple more good rules. They have one, no sticking your head out of the high-speed railroad train window. Say, goddamn, Dad, good rule. Doesn't want our heads chopped off. Fantastic, Dad. But then they had some dumb rules.
No running in the hall.
Where are we going to run?
In the rooms?
And keep turning in the rooms. Can't get up any speed at all, man. Shit. Hallways were made for runners. And you feel foreign for a moment. I almost put that in his basket. Oh, my basket. My basket. My basket. Cupcakes and the macaroni, that's mine. Did you ever walk away with someone else's cart by mistake? Hey, come here, hey! That's my stuff! Not yet, it isn't.
All right, what did we just listen to?
That was George Carlin doing a joke about rules off of his ...1977 release of On the Road.
On the Road. I feel like I gotta go back to YouTube now, because I love Mars. We're going to turn him into a supreme YouTube streamer one day. He's going to be on time and scheduled and everything. He's like a bad puppy. You just got to keep whooping him.
Okay, this is, let me see here. The eggplant that ate Chicago, Dr. West's medicine show. And
is that what it's called?
This one is called Patent.
The eggplant? The eight? Oh.
Yeah. I think this is actually fits in because this is about medicine.
Do you want to watch a quick video first or play the record first?
Oh.
Because I forgot to share the snake video.
Damn it.
Arizona, like local news. Do you want to play that first? Or what do you think?
All right.
Or after?
No, go ahead. Put it on.
What would tie in better? You're the host, but I'm clicking.
Oh, are you doing like test? Are you testing me right now? Is this a test?
No.
All right, let me play this record. It's ready. It's ready to go.
Let's do it.
All right. You know what? You just sit in the passenger seat and you let me take the wheel. All right, buddy? You guys are going to love this.
With them. He finally
gonna
figured it out. Is this Mexican or something?
This is...
Because I got 13 colonies in my hat. I don't know if you know what that is. That's like an Aryan symbol.
Wow.
Just kidding. I mean, she was a woman. Are women Nazis?
Hey, I like your hat.
America was once a great land.
Hey, can you dance a little for the audience?
I kind of think our show should be more unstructured because this is more fun than when I did it.
Uh-oh, he's going to dance. Perfect. Yep. Look happier. Yeah, there it is. That's what we want to see. That's the money maker.
Yeah. Not a money shot because that's gay.
Yeah, no homo.
Yeah, no bromo. No Diddy. The term is no Diddy.
No doubt.
Are you playing that shit through your microphone now? No. Is that the throughput? Still is that a really old record or what?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's like 50 years old, dude.
Oh, okay.
Does that sound good? What does it sound like? Does it sound like
it sounds like it's like 20 years older than George Carlin.
Oh, no.
The Carlin one played through a lot better, so I wonder why that was.
Weird. Maybe this is lower quality.
Yeah. Or since they only recorded the vocals mainly on Carlin.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Do you want to like, what's your choice?
Okay. Because
you are technically the host. This is like the weirdest. It's like you're the host, but I'm clicking. Do you want to go back into this video? Looks very interesting, actually. Snakes used in COVID-19 research from ABC 15 Arizona. Or do you want to go into the Stu Peters Red Heifer debate?
Ooh. Well, yeah, let's do the snake thing just to like wrap that up. And then we'll touch on the heifers and then wrap it up.
That's right. Maybe another like outro track or something.
Yep.
All right. So I typed in Dr. Artis onto YouTube, right? And he obviously does not come up. But these very funny YouTube videos from legit science organizations come up regarding COVID-19 and snake venom. Here's snakes used in COVID-19 research for ABC 15 Arizona, 18,000 views 2 years ago. There's one with 42,000 views from the University of Arizona, but I think we should watch the one with less views because it's longer and less titled. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. This seems to maybe have gotten buried. So I want to check this out. You might be on to something, Mars. It's crazy, like Dr. Artis.
Yeah, and this is like the thing where they have to like have it somewhere still, right?
Disclosed.
Yep.
They have to disclose if you're Illuminati.
Yeah. That thing.
That's why I think you're onto something.
Snakes starting to play a big role in COVID-19 research. Scientists from the U of A discovering an enzyme similar.
C15's Ashley Paredes breaking down the discovery and what it means for the future.
Losing a battle with COVID-19, it's like having rattlesnake venom running through your body. At least that's what researchers are telling us.
We found evidence that there was an enzyme, a snake-like enzyme in the blood who were not
extraordinary. Arizona working on this study for the past year and a half, recently publishing it in the Journal of Clinical Investigation. The snake-like enzyme found in healthy people at low levels to prevent bacterial infections. But in severe cases of COVID-19...
I'm not going to lie, you kind of called your shot a little bit. Like, I would not have... And just so people know, like, Mars Bars is my best friend ever, but like... I was a little skeptical for a second, and then I just do a YouTube search where his name is banned off the search, but this shit comes up. That's a very interesting piece of evidence in this
It's coincidental, I guess.
At the very least.
Yeah.
We're kind of like Barry Bonds. I'm not even going to say we're like Babe Ruth. We're like Barry Bonds, bro. We're juiced up to the gills. We know what we're playing with. We know who our competition is. Alex Jones ain't got shit on this channel anymore. I'm sorry. Neither does David Icke.
Nope. And I hope they're all fed. They're all like, oh, here's the information you put out. They're all fed as fuck. Yeah.
Who would have thought that Ye was trying to tell us the whole time? Fuck you, you fed. You see that Diddy Instagram message ever? That should be a t-shirt.
No, what was that?
Diddy, a year or two ago when Kanye was going through this shit, he sent him a DM on Instagram saying like, hey, I'm about to be here. Like, I'm going to come meet you. He's like, no, nigga, fuck you, you fed. And I'm going to see you. I'm going to, no, that's a real.
That's real.
That no came from way. Ye. Ye oh, leaked shit. That.
That's funny. I didn't know. I thought that was just like someone made that. Like,
No. That's funny. Why you got to really be careful these days, because you don't know if it's Dennis the Troll King or if it's a fucking real tweet anymore. That's how bizarre this thing. Like the Diddy and Meek Mill making love audio clip.
Oh gosh.
Like, yeah. I thought that was fake. Like, you know me, I usually want to jump all over that, but you kept sending it to me. And I'm like, why is Mars still sending it? Like, he hates Black Twitter. Like,
I knew you would listen to it eventually. I was like, he's gotta listen to this.
I can't believe that might be real.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally how I imagine, like, two black dudes having sex with sound like. I can't believe. They can't be real, dude.
Right.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Okay. We're back to snakes.
In COVID. I know they really don't want us to watch this.
This fucking video is taking forever to load.
Right. It's like a 2-minute video.
And these high levels of this enzyme are looking at those tissues in the organ and saying, you look like a bacteria. Let's shred your membranes. Let's put these organs out of their misery.
And we're told it may be what's driving COVID-19 deaths. Dr. Floyd Chilton, senior author on the study, saying what's even more remarkable is where we can go from here in the fight against this pandemic.
Can we come up with specific...
Ah, damn it. They hate this video. Fucking YouTube.
Yeah.
No problem with the stream. Oh, now the signal's downgrading.
Crazy. Just crazy.
Seriously?
I mean, I'm surprised it let us watch.
Let me just go ahead and go make sure. Yeah, let me just go turn off the Wi-Fi on my phone. That should not downgrade my service at all, but let me just go do that.
Okay.
YouTube openly acknowledged, though, they will throttle my streams at some point, so I don't know what that threshold is.
Right.
That email, remember that email I sent you?
That yeah, I read it.
Fucking ridiculous. I'll be it back. Was. Fucking absurd.
So, I hope everyone's having a great evening, and don't forget to like, subscribe, share the show, tell a friend, bring a friend. Hey, buddy, you want to watch the Cosmic Show Wednesday nights at 5? It's a good time. I'm going to make popcorn. Come by. Okay, let's make it old school.
It's a good show.
Yeah.
Dude, it's literally not yet
coming towards it.
Oh, researchers explain that current clinical trials on snake bites are helping in those efforts. They can possibly repurpose. repurpose some of the treatments other than vaccines to prevent death in severe patients.
That allows us to take a precision medicine approach to the disease. We can go into clinical trials and choose the people mechanism.
They're hoping the next step, international multi-clinic trial. They're working with global organizations to see how they can make that possible.
Okay, taking a few swipes there.
We asked a rattlesnake expert his take on this.
Something that is almost loathed. It seems fitting and interesting. Ironic that the venom they have and rattlesnakes might be a.
I actually have an interesting take on this, potentially. Maybe they're trying to drive up the value of snake venom. It's pretty affordable now. I've heard at some vet clinics you could get this for like $50 to like $200 a dose if your dog gets bit and you need a rattlesnake any venom.
Okay.
Maybe this is like a marketing kind of thing. That's one aspect.
Right.
Otherwise, I don't really know what the fuck they're doing with animals. This is my second take. Thus, COVID. So I don't really, like, that part is like a forever mystery. I don't think they're ever going to let us know, as I'm going to say once again. But what's your take on all this? What's your, yeah, give us your real deal on this rattlesnake venom or snake venom, Dr. Artis.
I don't know.
Turbo cancers.
It's interesting. I'm down to like try some of his remedies, because like some of the stuff, like he does have a website where he like sells a bunch of things. But like his main remedy is to just use like nicotine patches for a week, like the 7 milligram ones, and just wear them for like a week, and it should like stop some of the replication of the venom that's happening inside of you. And then you should basically stop having like almost like AIDS like symptoms. It should clear that up if you are experiencing that. So he doesn't like sell nicotine patches, or like it's not one of the products that he offers, but he recommends doing that as like a home remedy. So I'm always about like a weird home remedy that like might help something that I'm having. And it's funny because he doesn't make any money on that. Like he doesn't have that as one of his products, but he does recommend trying it.
Well, one thing that nicotine has been proven in many clinical trials to help is memory loss and Alzheimer's and dementia. And I even told that to my dad and my family this last weekend, because my grandma, I think it was this last weekend, Easter weekend, maybe 2 weeks ago at this point. But she's so depressed. She doesn't want to come out. She doesn't want to go to anything. And like everybody knows she's going through memory loss, and we all know it's normal, but she's having a pretty like bad reaction to it, where she doesn't want to go out, she doesn't want to socialize and come to like kids' birthday parties or anything, because she's like embarrassed that she's like losing her memory.
Right.
But she's 85. That's pretty old. She's got to have some grace with that. Like her housing's not in jeopardy. Like she's doing okay, but she's feeling so bad about it that she don't want, like she knows something's wrong, right? And she doesn't want to come out.
Right.
To family things. And I just told my dad, like, she used to smoke cigarettes. She kept the habit for like 20 or 30 years, like a long time. But I told my dad and my family straight up that nicotine is supposed to help with this, like Alzheimer's and dementia and all that. So I do think there's like a beneficial aspect to nicotine. It could potentially go beyond.
Also
the mental state.
Parkinson's,
yeah.
Apparently it like helps really a lot with that. And then I've also heard for dementia that old people can like just take in more like fats, like butter and coconut oil are really good to like, it's like what the brain is made out of. So
right.
Like you need to eat it.
You need fats and sugar. Yeah. Fats and sugar support the brain.
Yeah.
Like we kind of gotten out of whack with that in our recent history, but yeah, that's what your brain feeds off of, are those kind of carbohydrates.
Yep.
All right. What's the last thing we're doing now? Stu Peters.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We gotta check in on some Stu Peters debate. So
this is funny. He cracks me up a little bit. I mean, I know he's probably a Fed. Yeah, let's just watch it.
He's probably 100% a Fed, but we gotta see this alleged debate he had with the cattle rancher that allegedly bred these red heifers, these pure red heifers, exported them straight to the Mount Olives, and it's either a whole grift or they're about to sacrifice some cows at the end of the month. So
right.
We'll leave that up to y'all. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Hit the thumbs up on Rumble, www.rumble.com/cosmicradio, YouTube. We'll see how long this video stays up there. YouTube.com/ I think it's the Cosmic Show on YouTube. The audio only podcast, you can Google search the Cosmic Show on your favorite podcast platform, and hopefully it comes up. Let me know otherwise. Man, there's some this is really funny. This is only 50 seconds, but Hillary Clinton is helping to produce a musical about the women who led the way for the right to vote. And I know you love musicals.
I do.
And you'll probably be their front seat. You faggot. I'm just kidding.
That's funny. Oh no. Never mind. Okay. Why are we watching this?
Because of your love of musicals.
I hate this. This isn't part of my show. This is you changing the show. This isn't part of my show, Dick.
Oh shit. That's disrespectful.
Gay.
Well. All right. I mean, this isn't part of your show either, but a red heifer's okay.
No, I remember I
was. What other part yesterday. Do you want? He asked about the red heifers.
Show me.
All right. I'm gonna fast forward like 15 to 20 minutes in, because I think that's when this rancher comes in. So I just want to see how this interrogation of a Texas cow rancher goes.
Right.
Okay.
This is like the worst WWE script of all time.
Very specific.
Come on.
Now, to meet the qualification. For the sacrifice.
This makes me laugh every time. Should be right around here where somebody comes in. But like I said, Twitter video sucks.
Yeah. It became all about standing with Israel because... a perversion of scripture and the twisted theology of dispensation flowing into these churches all over the country, all over the world. And now it's a standard plank of Christianity. Christians are told that they're commanded by God to stand with the modern secular nation state of Israel, this colonialist power that raises ruins over the Holy Land, march along the warpath. They're making a mockery of God. But this is who Christians are told that they have to support. The very same country that's entire existence is based on the rejection of Jesus Christ. Why would a temple constructed by a bunch of people who don't believe Jesus is the Messiah serve as the location for his return? These red heifers are the culmination of countless Jewish bloodletting ceremonies, including, as many have come to believe, the American abortion industry. These people are going to sacrifice cows on gigantic altars in a Stone Age burning ceremony.
Ouch.
They're going to set them on fire and then worship their ashes. They're going to then use the ashes to cleanse the temple mount. It'll be like an Indian cow dung ceremony gone wrong. And of course, when all of this happens, they'll also kill all of the Muslims and, make no mistake, all of the Christians that currently live in Jerusalem. Jesus Christ already made the sacrifice. Jesus Christ already gave his blood. He died for our sins. He defeated death itself.
Damn straight.
No man, no woman, and no animal needs to be sacrificed, and it's been that way for 2,000 years.
Okay, okay. Here we go. This is...
Oh, shit! This guy is a fucking MMA fighter. He's a bare-knuckle MMA fighter. Oh, wow. He's moderating... I'm stoked about this. This is King Bao. Okay. I think his name's like Joseph Bauman or something. But he's the dude that had the dog collar of the MMA ring and was like, he called out everybody on Epstein's Island, right? Like a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, viral. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But he's probably a Fed at this point.
Well, solar eclipse debate, I suppose that you could say. Welcome, I'm King Bao.
King Bao!
I wanted to set this up because I thought that this was very compelling. And two sides coming together, getting into a conversation that many people find significant. I think right now is a significant time, and this is a time that we should have significant conversations and try to understand everybody and what they believe. So that is why we're on the Stupid Peters Network with Adam King.
Oh no.
Say hello, Adam.
What's up, brother? How's it going?
And Byron Stinson. Say hello, Byron.
I don't like that Adam King guy.
And we are all here.
Oh man.
About to have a conversation that I think needs to be had. Byron, if you could introduce
the second conversation.
Yes, indeed. Byron, if you could introduce yourself to the world, I think that you have a very significant placement and position in the world right now that a lot of
people are interested in. He's the red heifer rancher.
And they might not even know that they're interested in it, but once they hear this conversation, I think that they're going to care. So can you introduce yourself to the people?
You bet. But first, I just got a football game. You kind of take the field at the same time, and you don't get 20 minutes out on the court before the other team come on. So I thought this was a debate, but if we want to do it this way, that's fine. But I'm just going to ask this one question. Are you going to try to keep the time? I mean, that first 25 minutes he just did, are you going to kind of give us a little extra
Absolutely. Okay. Hey, Byron, cool. Byron, just so you know, Byron, just so you know, I'm the one that wanted to do this. And I want to do this because I'm in a position where I have questions and I think everybody has questions. And obviously, Stu is a very polarizing figure, right? And he has probably the most extreme, because he's Mr. Extreme Accountability. So he has the most extreme.
Oh, no.
Personality, say, and perspective on this, and
we'll just get to it. It's like
I know, good grief,
much grace at the beginning. Somebody always gets bent out of the shape. It's funny that the rancher himself is getting funny. Triggered.
Like, hold
that
on a minute,
what you just saw is the first time I've saw that, seen that. I have no idea what I'm saying. I am here.
I'm just helping two cows.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Have you ever masturbated a bull?
Have you ever tried to warm up a female heifer? It's a lot of work. It takes at least a whole forearm.
Just kidding. He looks like a little guy, too. So
ask questions and
he little. He's a little guy.
This conversation. This is no taking sides. This is let's have an open conversation.
They have a bare knuckle MMA fighter moderating.
My intention was this conversation, Byron.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Perfect. I have to say, last time we were together, you were very fair, and I appreciated that very much. So,
grateful. Yeah. That's what we want to do. Yeah.
All right, man. So I'm just going to start off. There's one thing I want to read right out of Ezekiel 36. You see, every single prophet in the Bible.
And I think we'll, for the sake of time, we'll just hear this guy's rant, have you respond, and then we'll sign off. Does that work for you, Mars?
Word.
We have time restraints here.
Yep.
Does that sound good? Because this is a 3-hour long video.
Yeah.
Every one of them prophesied that there would be an exile of the Jewish people into the nations of the earth because they did not obey carefully the laws of God. Okay, so here's the thing about the laws of God. If we look in, and we're in the New Testament now, and if you go to Matthew 5:17, it says, do not think that Jesus came to abolish the laws and the prophets, but he came to fulfill the things and let those things be played out. So when we see Paul coming to us and starting to speak to us as people in the nation, as these Gentiles, he tells us right off the bat that God had sent him, and I'm not talking about Jesus as God, I'm talking about Jesus' Father in heaven, who is God, who is the God of Abraham. He said when God sent him to us, that Paul came to explain everything from the prophets and the law. So the prophets and the law are not to be done away with. And if you're going to go with what we just heard, then you have to do away with the prophets and the law. And you've lost your balance. You've lost everything about the scriptures. And you might as well just make your own rules up as you go, because you've done away with the basis, with the foundation of what Jesus came to tell us and what Paul came to teach us. So this is what it's about. Is going back, and God in these last days are doing some amazing things. So after the exile into the nations, God says in Ezekiel 36, the Lord God says, when I cleanse you from your sins, I will bring you home again to Israel, and I will rebuild the ruins. Acres will be cultivated again, and through the years of exile that laid empty at a barren wilderness, all who passed by were shocked to see the extent of ruin in your land. You know, Samuel Clemens was in Israel at the turn of the 19th century, and he said it was completely barren. There was not hardly a soul in the whole land, and it wouldn't hardly
grow. Isn't that Mark Twain?
I think so, yeah.
Samuel Clemens?
Yeah, that's Mark Twain.
Why don't you just say Mark Twain?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who the fuck are you? I mean, he was born in 1835. Is that the turn of the 18th century, 19th century? I don't know. Whatever the hell he said. He must have been talking about somebody else, I think.
No, that's who he's right? talking about. Yeah.
He's talking about him? Bohemian Grove, Mark Twain? Gay Mark Twain. He's talking about gay there? Mark
One scene.
Yeah.
You couldn't even get a cluster of grapes out of that land.
I know he just pwned, like I know he pwned it, dudes.
That's funny.
When I bring you back to the land, to the examiner, they will say, this God-taken land has become like the Garden of Eden. Yes. The ruined cities are rebuilt and walled and filled with people. Do you know? That's exactly what has happened in the land. This God-forsaken land has become like the Garden of Eden. There is food everywhere. It can feed all of Europe.
Oh, almost is that all right?
That are sold in Europe. The density air is turned to it just like the Garden of Eden, just like this says. So it's been filled. And then it says, then the nations all around, those still left, will know that I, the Lord, rebuilt the ruins, planted.
look at the chat in the background. The Freemasons know that the third temple must be finished by 2030. Like even the own, like even their own chat knows.
Right.
Basis fuck.
Enoch.
The lush crops in the wilderness, for I the Lord have promised it, and I'm going to do it. So God is saying, get ready. He's going to listen to the prayer of his people when he brings them back. And what he's going to do, and every good Christian that has studied his word knows that there is supposed to be one tree. The tree in the now God tells us it's not everyone that was from Abraham, because Abraham also had Ishmael as well as Isaac. But all that came from Isaac are the root of the tree. The root of the tree is what supports the branches of the tree.
And so, all right. Enough of this nonsense. This guy's going to go on forever.
That's crazy. I actually thought he was just going to be more like, yeah, well, I like making money and I raise cows, but this dude is
red,
like,
heifers are cool.
He's deep
into trying to make them red and different colors, like orange and purple and magenta cows. I'm working on a chocolate milk cow. Like, you would think that there's like real shit he'd be working on, but no,
yeah.
He's on the defensive about these fucking red heifers. It's like, I don't want them to know what I believe. That's
funny.
All right. Any final thoughts, songs, suggestions?
Oh, yeah. I'm just going to play this last song and then that's it. That's my final thought.
My kind of like hope is that eventually you start hosting every other podcast.
Oh, no. I don't
think so. And I just give you credentials to the StreamYard. Yeah. That's my hope. We'll ease into it. I'll treat you like my volunteers, okay? Like, I'll get you most lay to finish line.
That's funny.
But yeah, that's how it works.
That's funny.
I'll get y'all there.
All right, here it goes. Ready?
All right. Thank you guys for joining in.
This is Paulino Nogueira. Antalingo, Vila, Lingo, Dingo. I don't know. I can't speak friggin' Portuguese Greek.
I used to learn that.
También en musicante. So, yep. Enjoy this Portuguese guitarist, which I can't hear right now.
Sounds pretty good. If you could turn it up on your end.
Can I?
That'd be good. Oh. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Okay. That's what we needed the whole time.
Wow. Well, enjoy this one.
Is it like Brazilian or Portuguese?
I think this is Brazilian.
Look at it. It's here. You heard a guitar.
This one is called Choro Triste.
Nice. Seven says hi.
Hey, Seven.
Seven. Say, I'm black, but don't beat me. Don't beat me. Hands up. Don't shoot. Look, hands are up, officer.
That's funny. I would shoot that cat if I saw it out and about.
In Australia, they would.
Yeah.
That's $30 in Australia.
Wow. Wait, you can just shoot cats in Australia and they pay you it for each cat?
Yes.
Is that what Daniel Clancy does?
I don't know how Daniel Clancy lives.
Yeah.
He's always allegedly sick.
AIDS.
Little bit of AIDS.
All right. I gotta go.
Signing off.
Mars signing bombs. Off. Have a great night. God bless.
Cosmic Router. Peace.